First Line Report, news and analysis. I'm Robert Pierpoint, CBS News White House correspondent with the presidential party in California. For a while this week, it looked like the president had figured out his final defense in the Watergate scandal. The whole thing was basically John Dean's doing. But that may have been overkill, because now the issue is in doubt again. That report after this. As one-time White House counsel John Dean has testified before Senator Ervin's Watergate committee this week, he has leveled some very serious charges against his former boss, the president. Among other things, Dean has accused President Nixon of participating in the Watergate cover-up in what, if true, is a clear criminal conspiracy to obstruct justice. But little of what Dean has said could have come as a surprise to the president and his counselors this week, since most of it has already been published, and much of it they could have easily learned from their own sources anyway. Nevertheless, as yesterday's Wall Street Journal indicated in an editorial, Dean has sounded believable, and it is now up to the president to prove Dean is lying. On Wednesday, it appeared that this was just what the president was setting out to do. After several days of White House silence, Mr. Nixon's special counsel in the Watergate scandal, J. Fred Buzhard, sent the Ervin Committee a rather strong statement. It accused Dean and others, but principally Dean, of planning the Watergate break-in, then of conspiring to cover up his role after its discovery, as well as of deceiving the president, and now of trying to implicate him. The statement alleged that as a result of all this, Dean is the principal author of the political and constitutional crisis that Watergate now epitomizes. Those are fairly strong words, but they do rather neatly fit Mr. Nixon's long-held belief that when in trouble, take the offensive. The problem is that it now emerges they weren't really Mr. Nixon's words, or even, so his aides say, his views. In fact, according to Counsel Buzhard, Press Secretary Ronald Ziegler, and Deputy Press Secretary Gerald Warren, these strong words weren't even charges or accusations against John Dean. They were instead an hypothesis prepared as a basis for cross-examination from available statements of other witnesses. That rather startling definition of the attack on Dean came from Buzhard yesterday, and he was quickly backed up by Ziegler and Warren. In yesterday's White House briefing, Warren went even further, explaining that what Buzhard had delivered to the Ervin Committee did not represent the position of the president, nor had Mr. Nixon been consulted in the preparation of the statement or even been aware of it before it was in committee hands. In that case, Warren was asked, had Buzhard acted without President Nixon's authority? Not at all, was Warren's reply. Buzhard has complete authority to act for the president in the Watergate affair. Well, was the White House disavowing the attack on Dean? I am not commenting on that, Warren replied. But later, others let it be known that the president did not disavow Buzhard's attack on Dean, even if he did appear to be backing away from it a bit. This leaves the situation of President Nixon's defense against Dean somewhat confused, to say the least. Meantime, the White House has also charged that helping Dean achieve this constitutional crisis were such top former administration officials as John Mitchell, Jeb Magruder, Fred LaRue, Robert Mardian, and Bob Haldeman's former assistant, Gordon Strawn. Of all the people publicly associated with Watergate, the White House apparently now claims only three are innocent. Bob Haldeman, John Ehrlichman, and Richard Nixon. Now this message. This has been First Line Report, and I'm CBS News White House correspondent Robert Pierpoint.